These are the words of Thomas Merton, published in Basil Pennington's Centering Prayer in 1980. The great thing is prayer, prayer itself. If you want a life of prayer, the way to get there is by praying. We were indoctrinated so much into means and ends that we don't realize that there is a different dimension in the life of prayer. In technology, you have this horizontal progress where you must start at one point and move to another and then another. But that is not the way to build a life of prayer. In prayer, we discover what we already have. You start where you are and you deepen what you already have. And you realize that you're already there. Hi, I'm back after a big ol' migraine attack, delivering you a little Monday Merton moment into your ear holes. How are you all doing? I hope you're all keeping well and tending to your body and its needs. I know prayer and talking about prayer can be maybe somewhat polarizing because of the connotations that it can be associated with, particularly coming from a lapsed / recovering Catholic background myself. But I think that over the last maybe decade or so, I've been trying to reconstruct what prayer means and what prayer can look like. And I particularly liked this passage because there was no mention of God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit or anything like that. It was really just about the act of praying and discovering what we already have, discovering where we're already at, and this almost kind of collapsing of time. I'm really into time lately. Okay, when am I not really into the idea of space-time? The answer is never. But thinking about time not as a string, but time as, I don't even know how to describe it, kind of like a fan maybe almost, this circular layer collapsing, expanding thing. Anyway, I was thinking about that when I read the lines for the first time, and you realize that you are already there. You start where you are and you deepen what you already have. And you realize that you're already there. So I might be here at my desk today, dreading opening up the notebook, which in reality is really just line pieces of paper, and looking at this essay that's been hanging over my head for the last 18 months that I do not want to touch, that I know that I need to touch. But this is a helpful reminder that if I approach this essay with a prayer-like mindset, putting all of my attention and focus and love and patience into this piece, that it's already there. I just kind of need to uncover it. There's no movement. There's no starting point where I have to move from one to the other, although technically that's true because writing, I'm kind of viewing it as a means to uncover the body of work that already exists. And so, yeah, I leave it to you today to discover what you already have, to discover where you already are, and that you're already where you need to be. Don't know what that looks like for you. I never do. But if you ever want to share, I'd love to know. So thank you for your grace and patience while I convalesced in bed with a fuck ton of medication. But yeah, I'm back. I'm so grateful to be here. And thank you for listening. Thanks for letting me into your ear holes. Drink your water, wear your sunscreen, be kind to yourself and be kind to each other. We're all just molecules bumbling around. Thank you again for listening, and I love you all so much. Take good care of your hearts, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.